ABC Radio Australia.
Well, half a litre per person per day? That's how much water people in parts of the Federated States of Micronesia have to survive on amid an extreme drought. Yap State is one of the areas hardest hit. It has some water reservoirs, but outer islands rely solely on rainwater and supplies are dwindling. The government and aid agencies have been delivering water to the affected areas, but locals say they need more help, as Dubravka Volodya reports.
Many residents in Yap State's outer islands have had to ration their drinking water for months.
The grass is crispy, they said. They are now down to about a few more days of water on one island, Falalop.
John Rulmal is a community leader from Falalop Island on Ulithi Atoll, who's currently in Guam to organize more aid for his community.
It's alarming or disturbing or scary to me because Falalop being the larger one with a little bit more excess, you know, having the high school and the air terminal there. So if they're reporting that they're down to that much, then the rest of the more remote outer island within just the atoll is probably in dire need right now.
He says the last water delivery to his community was too small. The last drop was 360 litres for his community of 350 people.
They're getting creative on rationing from what I can hear. It's alarming. It's a little disturbing, scary.
Mr. Rulmal says it's unclear when the next water delivery will be. He says the water distribution is not always working, with some smaller islands receiving even less. He's concerned about the most vulnerable in his community.
The grandmothers who will not drink because there's very little water and it's going to go to their grandchild. Those are the members that I'm nervous about now. Elders and chiefs will start to prioritize their vulnerable members of their communities. And that's scary to me because they won't say anything. It's not cultural. We don't complain about food.
Water is being delivered in small plastic bottles, which will cause issues with rubbish disposal in the longer term. Mr. Rulmal says it would be better if it came in large tanks, along with reverse osmosis machines. The area is in a state of emergency. Meanwhile, UNICEF's water specialist for the Northern Pacific, Jeffrey Ng, says the situation is critical in parts of Yap.
Now almost 90% of their rainwater tanks are empty, and the government has sent some water to the island to help the people in the outer island. But now the situation is getting worse once they reach the extreme. So even in the main island, people on the main island already start having problem to have access to water.
He says officials have been distributing water, but it might not be enough in some areas.
The last distribution, the government has provided like half a liter per person per day that is going to last them for 3 to 4 months. Of course, we all aware of that this number is still not sufficient because definitely people will need more than that.
Mr. Ng says UNICEF is planning to send some large water containers from Fiji. The U.S. Coast Guard is also sending help from Guam. While that is being managed, some residents have had to deal with diarrhea from drinking contaminated water. Others report respiratory issues. Mr. Rulmal says potential food shortages are also a worry, with trees and food gardens getting drier by the day.
Banana is the first one to show signs of lack of water, right? And it's now kind of falling down.
Parts of Marshall Islands are also experiencing extremely dry conditions. Disaster management officials there have delivered drinking water and filters to affected communities. Weather forecaster Landon Adlett says some minor showers might give some relief to affected communities, but it won't be enough to help with the water shortages.
Currently, we are looking at the ongoing drought steadily worsening because we're just not seeing the rainfall across northern Yap State and the Federated States of Micronesia and the northern Marshall Islands. Yap State, that remains a hot spot with significant drought ongoing.
Fires are also a danger, with a few burning in Yap last week. Parts of Guam are also experiencing dry conditions, and Mr. Aidlett, who works with a local weather service, says there's also a fire danger there.
We're still here. We do have days with the red flag warnings, which means that there's extreme fire danger, and that's based on the ongoing dry conditions and the stronger gusty winds.
Palau is also monitoring a dry spell and has called on its people to conserve water. Major rain is forecast, but not until June for the worst affected areas.